Om Shanti, good morning. So today's magic of blessing is, may you be a master world benefactor who has an unlimited attitude, the same as the Father. May you be a master world benefactor who has an unlimited attitude, the same as the Father. So it says, an unlimited attitude means to have a benevolent attitude for all souls. This is what it means to be a master world benefactor. It is not that there should only be benefit of yourself or the limited souls for whom you are an instrument, but that you have an attitude that is benevolent for all. Those who move along while content with their progress, with their attainment and their contentment are benefactors for themselves. However, those who have an unlimited attitude and who remain busy with an unlimited service are said to be master world benefactors, the same as the Father. So today is 24th June and we are remembering Mamma. So when I was reading this Vardhan, I was just remembering Mamma, that how Mamma was a master world benefactor and she had this unlimited attitude like the Father. I would like to describe an incident. We all know, like, children used to do different sevas during that time when they were in the yagya. And Mohini Ben of Madhuban, she had this seva of writing murli. So after breakfast, she used to write murli and she would try to complete by lunchtime. But she used to get late every day and go for the lunch. And since she used to be late for the lunchtime, the mother, the sevadari who was standing to serve the food every day, used to get late. And she also had to take her meal late. And everything got delayed, like giving the utensils to the washing person. And everybody used to get late. So Mamma observed this, that this Mohini Ben is coming late every day. So what Mamma did, Mamma called her and she nicely said to her that, see, child, because of you, the other person has to wait, Anna. So you should not do that and you should be able to come on time and take your lunch. So sister says, okay, Mamma, from tomorrow I'll come on time. And for 2-3 days she follows and she comes on time. But again from 4th and the 5th day, the same routine starts, that she started coming late and the sevadhari mother had to wait for a long time, and then she had to give the utensils for cleaning, and the cleaning persons also had to wait for a long time. So then Mamma observed that this is happening again and again. So Mamma called this child and she said, from tomorrow you won't be doing this writing of murli seva, but you will be doing this seva of serving food. And this sevadhari mother will be doing another seva. So from next day, Mohini Ben started with this seva. And it was day one. And she got so late and she got exhausted. And like she had to wait for a long time till everybody came and took their lunch. Then at the end of the day, she goes to Mamma and she says, Mamma, I'm very tired and I'm very exhausted. I'm very tired. I'm not going to do this seva anymore. Please give me back the same seva. Mamma says, you are tired only in one day. You are exhausted in only one day. So imagine, what about that sevadhari mother? She has to undergo this every day. Because of you, she has to wait every day. So now, you have to do this seva. And you have to complete 15 days of this seva and then you'll be put back to the same seva. So this is how Mamma used to think of everyone. She did not have any partiality for anybody, but she used to be having an unlimited attitude towards all the children, and how she was a world benefactor and teaching everybody through her own behavior, through her own personality. So this is one of the example where Mamma is having a benevolent attitude towards all the souls. She's loving everybody, and with her own love and with her own karmas, she was teaching the children. And she taught through this incident that because of you, nobody else's timetable should change. Nobody else's dincharya should get disturbed because of you. So one has to take care of this in mind, that this becomes a big karma when, because of you, if you are coming late or if you are going late somewhere, so other person's time gets wasted. So take care of this. So the next line here says, this is what it means to be a master world benefactor. It is not that there should only be benefit of yourself or the limited souls for whom you are an instrument, but what you have an attitude that is benevolent for all. Those who move along while content with their progress, with their attainment and their contentment, are benefactors for themselves. Those who move along while content with their progress, while we are satisfied with ourselves, with their attainment and their contentment, are benefactors for themselves. The other day I was reading a Murli, and that Baba said, who are victorious jewels? Victorious jewels are the one who will be keeping others ahead of themselves. A victorious jewel is one, Baba said, who will make others also victorious. So here also, when today we are remembering our sweet mama, she used to keep children ahead of her. Like same way Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba never went outside to give public programs. But mama and Baba kept children ahead of them. And they actually used their specialties in service. And that's how mama used to pick up children, know their specialities, explain to them how a seva can be done, how to give speeches in public, how to do a simple task. And that's how, because they were satisfied with themselves, they were able to keep children ahead of them. So, here Baba is saying, those who move along well content with their progress, with their attainment and their contentment, are benefactors for themselves. However, those who have an unlimited attitude and who remain busy with an unlimited service are said to be master world benefactors, the same as the father. So here also, unlimited attitude. Now, why mama was called as mama, a mother? So everybody started calling mama in the yagya. But there were few children who were not calling her as mama, and they were a little bit reluctant to it. And there was a fixed timing in yagya where 8:30 in the night everybody used to go and take drishti from Baba. So all the children used to go and take drishti, but mama didn't go every day. So Brahma Baba asked the children, why is mama not coming? So children said, see no Baba, she's not coming to take drishti. So Baba says, okay, go and tell mama that mama, from tomorrow, please come and take drishti from Baba. So children goes back and they say, mama, Baba has called you to take drishti from tomorrow. But next day again, mama doesn't go. So Baba asked children, why did mama come today? So children told Baba that, Baba, see, you told even that she is not coming. So Baba says, okay, do one thing, go back and see what she does when you all are coming here to take drishti. Why is she not coming? What is she actually doing that time when you all are here for drishti? So all these children goes back and they see what mama is doing. So what mama was doing, mama was actually cleaning the work children leaves. Children used to clean rice, grains, and whatever the grains used to fall in the sink, mama used to clean that. Children used to cut vegetables and just leave the leftover, and they would run to take drishti, so mama would clean that. So whatever seva children used to leave, it all their leftovers were cleaned by mama. And when they saw this, they were amazed. And then they go back to Baba and they say, mama does all this. And then Baba says, why she does this is because she's a mother. She's that mama. And that is why she's given that title. And that's how she serves you all. So here also, she, again, it tells us how she is a benefactor to every one of us. How she had that unlimited attitude. She did not have any feelings of grudges or anything that I also want to go, why they are going. All these low feelings were never there in mama. Why? Because she was a world mother. So again, this title is a link to this, what we are talking about being a master world benefactor. So master world benefactor, the same as the father. So this is today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti.